Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Joyful Online Teacher by Flower Darby is a higher education teaching guide focused on the specific challenges and possibilities of asynchronous online courses, positioned within the scholarship of college pedagogy and online learning. The book argues that asynchronous teaching should not be treated as a lesser substitute for live instruction. Instead, Darby presents it as a distinctive mode with its own strengths, especially flexibility, reflection, and access. The book is written for instructors, faculty developers, and others who want practical ways to make online teaching more humane, effective, and sustainable. Its core purpose is to help teachers create classes that feel engaging and connected, even when students and instructors are not meeting in real time. A defining feature of Darby's work is the combination of practical design advice with an equity-minded approach to teaching. In this book, that combination supports a broader claim that joy in teaching is not accidental. It can be designed for through attention to course structure, communication, inclusion, and meaningful interaction. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing asynchronous teaching as a rich learning environment. One of the book's most important contributions is its effort to reframe asynchronous online learning as a serious and valuable educational modality rather than a compromise. Darby emphasizes that asynchronous courses offer strengths that are easy to overlook when teaching is judged mainly by live interaction. Students can return to materials repeatedly, engage at times that fit work and family responsibilities, and reflect before responding. These features can support deeper processing and more deliberate participation, especially for learners who need time to think, reread, or compose their ideas carefully. This reframing matters because many instructors approach asynchronous teaching with a sense of deficit, assuming that what is absent is more important than what is possible. Darby shifts the focus toward intentional design, arguing that the question is not how to imitate a face-to-face classroom, but how to use the advantages of asynchronous learning well. That means building courses around clarity, pacing, and opportunities for interaction that fit the modality. By treating asynchronous learning as a space for thoughtful engagement rather than passive content delivery, the book offers a more confident and productive foundation for online course design. Secondly, building social presence and reducing isolation. A central theme in the book is that social connection does not emerge automatically in asynchronous classes and therefore must be designed on purpose. Darby highlights the emotional and academic costs of isolation in online learning and shows why instructors need to humanize the course environment early and often. This includes visible instructor presence, approachable communication, and low-stakes opportunities for students to see one another as real people. Public discussions of Darby's work point to small acts of self-disclosure and structured prompts as especially useful tools for building connection without requiring constant live meetings. The underlying idea is not to add social activity for its own sake, but to create the conditions under which trust, participation, and belonging can grow. In asynchronous settings, students may never encounter one another casually, so the course design must provide intentional pathways for recognition and interaction. This attention to social presence supports persistence and engagement while also improving the tone of the class. Darby's approach stands out because it treats relational teaching as compatible with flexible online learning. She shows that even modest, well-planned practices can make an asynchronous course feel more personal, responsive, and connected. Thirdly, designing for clarity, flexibility, and reflective engagement. The book also stresses the importance of course design that balances freedom with structure. Asynchronous learning is often praised for flexibility, but flexibility without clear expectations can quickly become confusion. Darby therefore connects joyful teaching to course organization, transparent directions, and manageable rhythms of participation. A well-designed asynchronous class helps students know what to do, when to do it, and why each activity matters. This does not mean rigid uniformity. Rather, it means giving students enough structure to navigate the course confidently while preserving the temporal benefits of asynchronous study. Public descriptions related to Darby's work on asynchronous learning emphasize the value of time and space for critical reflection, showing that delayed response can be a pedagogical strength rather than a weakness. In that light, assignments and discussions should invite thoughtful processing instead of rewarding only speed or constant availability. Darby's focus on reflective engagement aligns with broader research-based teaching principles in online education, where purposeful pacing and transparent design support stronger learning outcomes. Her perspective is practical because it asks instructors to shape the student experience in ways that reduce friction and support autonomy. Because joy in this context comes partly from reducing avoidable stress for both students and teachers. Fourthly, embedding equity and inclusion into asynchronous course design. Equity-minded teaching is another major pillar of the book. Darby is widely known for connecting inclusive pedagogy with everyday instructional decisions, and this book appears to extend that work into asynchronous online environments. The emphasis is not only on access in a technical sense, but on designing courses that support diverse learners in meaningful and fair ways. In asynchronous classes, students often bring different schedules, technologies, caregiving demands, language backgrounds, and levels of familiarity with online learning. Darby's approach encourages instructors to account for these realities through clearer pathways, more supportive communication, and activities that invite broad participation rather than rewarding only a narrow type of learner. Equity here is closely tied to parity in learning outcomes, a theme associated with her public work. That framing moves the conversation beyond convenience and toward responsibility. Instructors are asked to consider whether the course design actually enables all students to engage, contribute, and succeed. The book's strength in this area is its refusal to separate inclusion from pedagogy. Instead, inclusion is part of how good asynchronous teaching works. This makes the book especially relevant for faculty who want practical online teaching advice that also reflects current concerns about fairness, belonging, and student support. Lastly, sustaining instructor well-being and rediscovering joy in online teaching. What most distinguishes the book from many online teaching manuals is its explicit concern with instructor joy. Darby does not treat teaching satisfaction as secondary or sentimental. Instead, she presents it as an important condition for sustainable, effective practice. Asynchronous teaching can easily become draining when it is associated with invisible labor, endless discussion monitoring, or a sense of disconnection from students. By contrast, the book appears to ask how instructors can design courses and routines that support both student learning and their own sense of purpose. This includes choosing strategies that are meaningful without becoming performative or exhausting, and recognizing that human connection can be created in manageable ways. The language of FIZ suggests energy, liveliness, and renewed investment in the work of teaching. That framing is especially useful in a higher education context, where faculty are often asked to do more with fewer resources. Darby's contribution is to link joy with practical pedagogical choices rather than personality or luck. The result is a more humane vision of online instruction, one that respects the emotional dimension of teaching while remaining grounded in design and communication. For many readers, this focus on well-being will be the book's most memorable and refreshing feature. In conclusion, The Joyful Online Teacher is best suited to college instructors, academic developers, instructional designers, and academic leaders who want to improve asynchronous online learning without reducing it to a checklist of tools. It will be especially valuable for teachers who already work online and want to make their courses feel more connected, inclusive, and sustainable, as well as for those who remain skeptical about the educational value of asynchronous formats. The practical benefit of the book lies in its likely blend of design guidance, communication strategies, and equity-minded thinking. Readers can expect help in making their courses clearer, more relational, and better aligned with the realities of students' lives. The intellectual benefit is its reframing of asynchronous teaching as a serious pedagogical space with its own strengths, rather than a lesser version of classroom teaching. What helps the book stand out in its category is the combination of humane tone, attention to instructor well-being, and commitment to inclusion. Many books on online teaching focus mainly on efficiency, technology, or course mechanics. Darby's contribution appears broader and more personal. She treats joy, belonging, and thoughtful design as connected goals. That makes the book not only useful but also distinctive for educators seeking a more hopeful and sustainable vision of online higher education. If you would like to support Flower Darby, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.